Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Late Night Open Mic. I've got some guests, and there's a woman present. My doll is actually awake for once. It's a long story. I had to do something with my sheets and bedspread, so she's been up watching the television for like 2 days, or just in that position. So, yeah. But she's here, and we're going to talk about quite a few things. You know, I went on vacation for a couple days, you know, and I was expecting to, you know, drink a little bit and play some games, which we did. We played some arcade games and stuff like that. But what did happen is there was a guy there, and he was a guy a lot younger than me. But he'd already dated this girl. He'd had a kid with her. Everything else. He's studying game design right now. That's what he says he wants to do. He says, "Oh, I love the idea that the games are helping people that basically have like defects. It's making them where they can do things that they couldn't do before, like people that are colorblind, it can help them see another color, you know, see colors they normally can't, and just, he's all about that accessibility factor when it comes to, gaming, and he wants to be a part of that, he said. He wants to be able to help people through gaming. So, I mean, I think it's a noble act, but, anyway, guys, what I was saying is this guy, he dated this woman, and they were together for quite a while. I mean, he had a son with her, and the son had defects. Maybe this is what drew him into the game design thing, but the son had defects. He was severely autistic. So, basically, I don't know exactly what the situation was. I think she was cheating on him, something like that, and the kid, he basically was crying and ran to his father, and is, you know, they're just laughing. It's her mother and her just laughing at him with this disabled child. Just, and he said, that's the most horrible thing, man. He says, I'm never going to forget it. They're just sitting there laughing while my son, who's disabled, you know, runs towards me and hugs me, and he's crying, and I guess because they were taking him from, I think they took him from him. I think they got custody of the kid and they took him from him. But he said that it's broken him, really, you know? So he's gone into a realm where he's just trying to study and do something. He wants to do something to help people, you know, because having a disabled kid. Are you there, Tech?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
But, Neo, you there? Yeah, but he's doing this show now.
Having a disabled kid, that's, I mean, that, he just looks at that. He's like, maybe I can't help my son because they took my son away from me, but I can help other people that are in his position, and I can do it through gaming. And he said, you know, I understand that they're trying to be more woke and stuff like that. And he said, I have my own values and my own principles when it comes to, you know, gaming. And I don't want to, he basically doesn't want to do what they're doing. He wants to do something more independent. And he just wants to get the skills where he can do that. Guy's, you know, pretty smart. I gave him, like, probably about 60 Steam codes. So, you know, he has a lot of different games. And he said, man, I'm a gamer. I'll play anything and give it a try. I don't care what it is. I mean, he's even working to, you know, start uploading his projects onto itch.io, which is what I was told most, you know, developers put their things on, you know, when they're testing their little demos and stuff. And he says, you know, if I come out with a game, you know, when I get all this done, you know, I need you to test it for me. And I don't need you to say good things just because, you know, you're a friend or whatever. I want you to tell me exactly what you think of the game. If it's absolute shit, tell me it's shit. That way I can actually, you know, go ahead and work on it and try to make a better game. Because he says, that's what I want to do. But he says he's right now in a nostalgia phase where he's trying to play a bunch of the older games. One of his things that he said to me is he said that he doesn't think that the new games are that great. He says he remembers a lot of the older games being, you know, and he's a younger dude, so he might be talking more about the 64, GameCube kind of era, stuff like that, PS2 era, you know, whereas I'm talking about, you know, the Nintendo, Sega Genesis era. So, but at the same time, he and I both had the same consensus. New games really aren't that great. And a lot of the older games really just have something. So, but yeah, I mean, it was interesting talking to the guy and to hear him say, you know, when I told him, hey, I got a sex doll and all that other stuff. He's like, well, you know, I'm actually kind of considering buying one for myself. Like, just literally told me, he said, I'm thinking about getting one myself. Because this is a man that's literally fucking broken at this point. Like, you get with a woman, and she's gorgeous. He showed me a picture of her. She's a really pretty girl, but she obviously has a demonic side. She didn't care too much about him. And, I mean, he was Wiccan. You know, he's Wiccan. He's all into the, you know, Wicca was all about goddess worship and... It was really about worshiping the woman and all that kind of thing. So he was trying to be that guy. He said, I did everything that she wanted me to do. So many guys have told me this. I did everything she wanted me to do. I did everything I was supposed to do, but I still got cheated on, still lost my kid, everything else, man. And it's just like, yeah, it doesn't matter what you do. It's going to happen if she's going to do that thing. If she's going to find... that man that she wants, she's gonna have that man or that woman or whatever. And I mean, again, it's gonna be the same situation where, I mean, right now they label him as an incel and everything, but they don't understand what these guys have went through. People don't understand what these men have went through, how you can be broken from all this shit. Oh yeah, you lost your kid and the woman you love treated you like absolute crap and yeah, go ahead, try another one. Yeah, some guys aren't ready to do that, and some guys aren't ever ready to do that. Like, unless some amazing fucking circumstance happens in their life, where the right or the perfect woman just fucking comes out of nowhere and says, hey, you know, it's probably never gonna happen for them. A lot of guys are like, I'm done, I've been scarred, I'm finished with this shit. So that's what we're talking about now. But yeah, it's another situation. A lot of people keep saying, you know, you hear about the red pill on YouTube. You hear about all these guys talk about red pill, MGTOW, blah, 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 blah. But how often do you actually see it in your life? I see it all the time. I see it all the time from young men. I see it from older men. I see it from a lot of people that are just like, you know, I'm done. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I'm finished. I'd rather go play video games. I'd rather go pursue this hobby. I'd rather go fishing, you know? And it's not we have a problem with the women. It's that there's a lot of women out there these days that are really trying to play up men. And I'm not saying they haven't always done this, because, I mean, there's a lot that have. But at the same time, it's almost praised now for a woman to do despicable things to men because they deserve it, you know? And that's bad behavior. That's bad behavior. I don't care, you know. It's stupid. But yeah, that's what I dealt with when I was over there. And I don't know, man. I wish the guy the best of luck. I'm pretty sure he's gonna know where this is and see this and maybe even correct me on a few things. Because, I mean, we were both drunk, and he was just telling me everything, man. I mean, it's sad, dude, when you hear about that you're, you know, the son's disabled, he's running towards him, boy's crying, and they're just laughing. They're just laughing at him. It's like, who can be so fucking cruel, you know? That's just absolutely
I mean, these kids out here are very fucking cruel. They've always been like that.
They're very fucking heartless, you know. And I'm not saying... And it makes a lot of guys jaded. I'm not saying that every single woman is like that, because I know that they're not all cruel. I mean, every person in the world... every person in the world can be cruel as fuck, given the situation. However, What I'm saying is there's more women out there now that have been taught that this kind of behavior is okay. You know, that, like, abortion. And I'm not talking about, you know, oh, he raped me. I'm talking about, no, I don't fucking want your kid. Go fuck off, you know, stuff like that. Like, I don't, you know, that sort of thing. And they're trying to say, oh, well, even if I did have your kid, well, it doesn't fucking matter. I'm going to treat the kid like shit. I see that shit all the time. But that shit's been going on for years, man. Ages. Long time. There's always been people that got treated like shit, you know, in their home life. And they ended up in jail and all this other bullshit. Because they weren't treated well. They didn't have a real parent. They didn't have a real family. You know? And it's because the mother fucking resented the kid. Oh, it reminds me of him. Every time I see your face, it reminds me of him. You know? That shit's a real thing.
Are you fucking... I'm like, you're gonna take it out on the kid?
That shit happens.
Man, her life must suck.
That shit fucking...
Yeah,
happens.
I know.
Yeah, it must suck. Wow, this... Man, this bitch...
You look just like your daddy.
Oh, yeah, you ain't even lying. You ain't even lying, guys. It's fucking crazy. And, you know, I mean, it's even worse. You know, we got TikTok going around doing all these crazy things. These girls are putting vaginal juices? They're taking vaginal juices and they're turning them into perfume. And they're... And what? I even got other women saying, what in the hell? This is a walking biological fucking hazard. You can't take your fucking sexual fluids and put it on your body like cologne or something or perfume. It doesn't work that way. It's a bacterial nightmare. You can't talk sense to these crazy fucking people.
But Grim, I want her vaginal juices all in my food. Like the goddamn anime.
Yeah, I know. It's...
My love juices, Grim.
Yeah, it's not like hentai, though. Life isn't fucking hentai. That's the thing.
You can't make this shit up, man. You really can't.
Oh my god. Where the hell are Nintendo's lawyers? All this is a ripoff of fucking Link to the Past. It's serious. Almost down to the very sprite, it's a ripoff of Link to the Past. But, I mean, I love Link to the Past.
I guess they copied their homework just enough to not get in trouble.
I suppose. I'm playing as Tilia instead of...
Anyway.
But yeah, okay. So, obviously, the big news is Shinzo Abe was assassinated. Now, this was the standing prime minister of Japan. Before he was assassinated, he was the prime minister.
Well, he wasn't the prime minister at the time of assassination.
Okay. So there was a different prime minister in Japan
There's a different guy. There's a different guy in the prime minister chair right now. Let me look up.
So
look him up.
That's weird. Why would somebody go assassinate the prime minister now?
Fumio Kishida is the current prime minister.
Okay, Fumio Kishi. Okay, so, but before Fumio Kishi, it was Shinzo Abe. I remember his name.
Kishida. Fumio Kishida.
Oh. Okay, Fumio Kishida. Yeah. All right. You know how
Ishida.
I am. Ishida.
K-I-S-H-I-D-A.
Oh, Kishida. Fumio
Kishida.
Kishida. Okay.
Kishida.
Fumio Kishida. All right, well, sorry to mispronounce this man's name. We probably won't watch this video. But, anyway, I said probably, you never know. But, the Prime Minister of Japan watches my video, that would be surprising.
More than I'd be impressed.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, the ex-Prime Minister was assassinated.
And that's weird, because normally, you know, I could accept it if it was... Like, the current standing prime minister? Like, that would have been something out of, like, the Kennedy assassination. But this is more of, you know...
Or Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. Save and continue. Oh, wow. Hold on. I want to join the...
Yeah, party. From what I remember reading, the assassin, they basically made his own double-barrel shotgun and ammo.
And because, and just, yeah, because guns are illegal in Japan.
Agree, we got to ban all
the
guns.
The guy was at one of the self-defense force branches.
Yeah, they can only have model guns. Let me see. What in the hell? Oh my god. What in the... This game
Yeah,
is...
I think the guy was... I believe the assassin was formerly with the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, since in addition to guns being illegal, Japan doesn't have a standing army, because I believe that was one of the conditions of the surrender back in World War II.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, yeah, they do have a self-defense force, that's right. But what I'm saying is... Pirates attacked. Okay, so, yeah, it's just kind of weird, and they were trying to blame... I couldn't believe it. They were trying to blame, what's his name? Fucking, you know, the Metal Gear Solid guy.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima.
Really?
Yes, they were trying to blame Hideo Kojima for it.
What the... What? I'm just showing the people that mistook him for the actual assassin.
Hideo didn't even do shit.
Right. They were trying to blame Kojima for it, though. And it's absolute fucking crap, because Kojima, like, he didn't have nothing to do with that. It's like, why would... I don't know. It's just an idiot.
No, wait, I know why they did it. It's because of the Metal Gear Solid 2 shit.
Don't spoil me on that.
Maybe.
Wait, you didn't play it?
No, I still need to play that one. I have a playthrough video I can just
watch.
Well,
I didn't spoil it yet, thankfully.
I have a playthrough of it that I can just watch. So I may do that at some point. Let's see, be sure to come back. Yeah, but it sucks. I mean, damn, to get assassinated during a speech, it's crazy. Man, I don't know. I don't know what's going on anymore. There's been so much shit. But me, like, I don't know. I've been trying to deal with this damn medicine. It gets you fuzzy-headed. So I'm trying to lower it. Yeah. Instead of taking 80, I'm taking 40. And I'm taking some kind of supplement that's supposed to be aloe vera and, it's a mix of aloe vera and licorice root. And if it works better than this heartburn stuff, I'm gonna use it, because it doesn't make me gain weight. Like, yeah, it's weird. I started gaining a lot of weight. I'm not, like, a lot of weight. Like, if you saw how much weight I'd gain, you'd be like, dude, that's not a lot of weight. I'd be like, still, that's more weight than I'm comfortable with. So, basically, I'm trying to get off this shit. And, it makes me fuzzy-headed. It makes it hard for me to remember certain fucking things. And it's worse at night, surprisingly. I have a worse brain fog at night. And I looked it up, and people were saying it's definitely the medicine. They said as soon as you stop taking it, the fucking brain fog goes away, and you lose weight. It's like, well, shit, this is the worst medicine ever then. They need to just get rid of this fucking shit.
Ooh.
Hell yeah. Because the guy that I was... Well, one of the guys that I was going over there to see, well, he was living over there. I used to live with him a long time ago. I used to live with him and his brother. He got heartburn so bad, you couldn't even understand his voice. Like, his voice was just shot. I was
that's
like, yeah.
Bad? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. He said, I'm out of omeprazole and my heart burns acting up. But he was also smoking pot like crazy, so sometimes that can do something to your throat, too. Because if you smoke, it does mess... I mean, it messes with your throat sometimes. I can actually hear... Like, I've gotten really good about hearing people's acid in their throats. I even caught that shit from Nick. Like... I think a lot of people are going to have to deal with this shit really soon. And they don't know it yet. And it might not even be stuff that we think. Basically, I have a theory. I think a lot of this has to do with the chemicals and shit in the food. The flavorings, things like that. Because they fuck me up. I'm talking about the coloring and shit. Like, I tried those... What were they? I shouldn't have tried them. But I was like, you know what? I need to try them out and see how good they are. But they have these Carolina Reaper Cheetos. So I tried them. I ate almost the whole bag. And oh my god, they fucked me up. I didn't have heartburn. But I had stomach burning. Like, not pain. Just
you sure
like
that,
it,
you sure that was the added chemicals and not just the pepper itself?
It's the chemicals. Because when I shit, it was all chemicals. It was all red. The dye. It was all the dye. And when you know they're using that much dye, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. That's not good for you. That's probably not healthy. That's your body rejecting the dye. Remember, when we pee, when we poop, that's the body getting rid of chemicals it doesn't need. That's why we do that. So if you've got a bunch of dye coming out in your, you know, poop, that's your body telling you, hey, what the fuck is this you're putting in me? Literally, that's your body saying, yeah, dude, don't eat that. And it fucked me up. Dude, I will never eat those again. I mean, I didn't say I'd ever eat Cheetos again. I'm just not gonna eat those again.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it wasn't even any flavor. It's all heat. Pretty soon they're going to have to put a warning label on this shit, letting people know that it can cause gastric ulcers. I'm serious. Because we're getting to the point of where they're making things too hot. And, I mean, there is a point. There is a limit for people. If you have a person in here that has no history of ulcers and things like that, they may not be used to that. Like, if somebody goes and eats those Carolina... We're not talking about Flamin' Hot Doritos. We're not talking about spicy nacho. We're talking about Carolina Reaper. And that shit had tears running down my eyes. That's how
hot. And you said it was all heat, no flavor, so what's the point?
You're right. It's all heat, no flavor.
You want a balance between heat and flavor.
It's all heat. I swear to God, it's all heat. Because everybody was asking me, how do they taste? Well, there's a little bit of a sweetness. Imagine you bite into something sweet, but then it's on fire. It's just on fire. That's what you're getting. You're getting a little bit of sweet.
I had some Carolina Reaper cheese curls from Hers. Mm-hmm. At least those had some flavor to them from what I remember. They were pretty hot, though.
Now, these...
They're Carolina Reaper as well.
Now, they're still not as hot as the hottest chips I've ever had. And that's the Takis Haunted
Did you
Ghost
have the
Pepper.
Did you have the one chip challenge?
No, but I did have the Takis Ghost Pepper, and that's the hottest chips I've ever had. The Takis Haunted Ghost Pepper. Well, literally, I think that could have caused a lot of my problems. Honest to God, I had a few bags of those.
Isn't Takis the one chip challenge?
I'm sorry. No. Pockies, not the Takis. Pockies. P-A-K-U-I. Pocky. Now, it might not even be an S. It's Pocky. But they have the Haunted Ghost...
P-A-Q-U-I.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the ones that do have the one-chip challenge.
Oh, okay. Well, the Haunted Ghost Pepper, that's hot enough. That had me crying. That's how hot it was. Like, I'm not even talking about crying as in, like, crying was... I'm talking about tears were coming down my eyes, but I wasn't sad. That's how bad it was. That shit can destroy your stomach. We are not even fucking joking. There is shit out there in the snack food aisle that will destroy your stomach. So you have to be really careful, guys. I think that a lot of these snack foods, like, you just gotta be careful, because I've never seen things as hot as they are. We have a lot of really spicy food. You gotta understand, I work in pretty much a grocery store. So I see super ultra hot Pringles, super ultra hot Cheetos, super, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're
people
talking
are
about.
Gonna keep going to. That's going to fuck people up. Like, I'm not even lying here. I'm like, dude, you need to let people know. It's like, I mean, I'm going to let people know. It's like, this isn't, at least let people know, give them a warning. Not extremely hot. Be like, hey, this can cause ulcers. They are hot enough to fucking do that. And it's not because of the, chips. Let me tell you what happens. Basically, what you're doing is you're putting those in your body, and they're going to upset your stomach. Like, they're going to upset your stomach. Most people who have not been adjusted to that are going to be upset by that. I used to eat hot stuff all the time, and they upset my stomach. Awful. Awful. So, if you're constantly doing that, basically the acid that you're going to upset, it's going to start going into your, like, it has nowhere else to go. It's become a volcano. Like, it's instead of it being a bubbling lava, it's a fucking volcano. And where does it go? Up. Right into the esophagus, right into the throat. And then people wonder, oh, what am I on omeprazole? Why am I on this? Why am I on that? Do you know? Look, part of my job involves sorting pharmaceuticals. Do you know how many boxes of Nexium, omeprazole, and all this shit we get in a day? Oh my god, we get this shit in constantly. Mm. We constantly get this shit. I don't know how many boxes of it I'm getting. And this is only supposed to be a 14-day treatment. But people, they're doing full treatments of this shit because they can't handle it. They're going out there and they're going back to eat the super, ultra, mega, spicy, hot shit. And I like hot food. Keep in mind, I love hot food. But I like hot food. I don't like food that's spicy enough to burn off the goddamn roof of your mouth and cause your stomach to go all crazy. That's not, you know, oh, look how badass I am that I... Like the one chip challenge. You know how fucking upset that makes your stomach? People aren't even thinking about that. They don't know how upset that makes your stomach. And they're like, oh, we got to do the TikTok challenge. Oh, my stomach feels bad. Oh, that's a good way to put ulcers in it. You know, it's just, you got to be more fucking careful of your shit. You know, and,
There was another, tortilla chip I had that was good. Late July nacho jalapeno.
See,
Not the Chipotle.
See, I can do those.
I guess they're an organic thing, but
I can do light.
I get them.
I get light Chipotle. I'll do spicy nacho. I'll do stuff like that. I just don't need to go any higher than that. Like, there's a certain Scoville.
What about Taco Bell fire sauce or Diablo sauce?
I don't have an issue with those. I had the fire and I had the Diablo. They never really caused much problems for me.
Did you have issues with lava sauce?
I'm not sure.
Hashtag bring back lava sauce.
Okay, but I have, I did like the Diablo. I like the fire, but I try to minimize my hot sauce usage, because I lived off Tapatio, and I lived off, Valentina, and I lived off, what was the other one? The one with the C.
Well, I mainly have the hot. I mainly just use my hot sauces with, like, tacos.
Yeah.
I love tacos every Tuesday because, you know, Taco Tuesday, you gotta have to.
Well, you know, also...
When I lived in Texas, I've kept it up since.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what I do because, you know, I know I'm gonna eat... Taco Bell. I actually don't get sauce that much when I get my tacos now from Taco Bell. I don't really get the sauce. And lately, I've been having the chicken, just the chicken, whatever they have, the, not the...
Not the crispy chicken?
No, not the crispy. Not the crispy. The chicken, what are those fucking things? Not the quesadillas, the other things. The quesadillas are okay, but they're small.
Chalupa?
The chalupas. The chicken chalupas. And of course, I take off the tomatoes. I take off the tomatoes, and I don't get anything with sour cream. I don't like their sour cream.
Why is this still processing?
I do not like their sour cream at all. So I stay away from...
You don't mind sour cream, but a lot of those places tend to overdo it.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I was never more upset when I ordered from them, and I said, no sour cream, like, 3 times, so they put sour cream on there. And I told the woman, I said, yeah. Because it's almost like, dude, they throw their trash away in our baler. So, not our baler, our compactor. So it's pretty much like, it's in our store. So basically, they're part of us. So when I go over there, I said, hey guys, I said, I asked for that. She said, oh, that's my fault. Yeah, like she looked at me and she said, oh, that's my fault. I made it. And it's like, can you just make something else, you know? And I don't get uppity, especially since I know I'm going to see these people as long as I'm working there. Because they're going to come by, so I don't give them shit.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's a good idea, you know.
Don't
want to piss off the help.
No, because they're all cool, no. And they know I come in and buy food.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're out of stuff though. Yeah, so far this game's really boring. But the problem.
Most of the I've had Taco Bell. All the tacos, most of the tacos I've had recently, actually I think all of them, they've been like the homemade ones. Although we do buy the pre-packaged seasoning, you know.
Well, oh yeah,
like the box, churros, tortillas, all.
Oh yeah, see, I don't mind doing that, but what we do is we do chicken tacos. We were gonna do chicken tacos, but I told my mother. I said, you know what? Ah. No, I said I don't want to do any spicy stuff for a while. After I had those Reapers, like my stomach was fucking bad. So, basically I said, I just want meat, vegetables, and, you know, that's pretty much all I want. Meat and fucking vegetables for a while, just, until I get, you know, I mean, I had a Dr. Pepper just now, but, I mean, it's probably the only Dr. Pepper I'm gonna have this week. I've been drinking water. Water, and I drank those, body armor. I drank, the tropical punch one. I can't drink the strawberry, because the strong berries really fuck with me. But the tropical punch doesn't seem to mess with me, so I can eat that. I can drink that. And it's got B12 and all kinds of other vitamins in it, so I usually drink that, and it's pretty good. But other than that, I'm drinking water. But it's really hot. And what I work in is really hot back room, you know. So, I gotta have water. Gotta have water on hand. And they always give us cool water, so I drank that. And I've been pretty good so far when it comes to that. I haven't had any real issues as far as, you know. But yeah, but what we really wanted to talk about is, you know, the fact that... You guys really need to be careful with all this shit that they have out. Because, I mean... We have really tasty stuff here in America. Like, I've actually talked to musicians from other countries, you know, when I did interviews. And they said that, you know, all our... In France, they said, you know, our snack food is all health food. That's what they literally said. Our snack food, it doesn't taste nearly as good as what you guys have here, there in America. Like, we went to America once, and we couldn't believe the kind of food that you had. And this was a couple of years ago, guys. So, it's even gone crazier now. I mean, you look at the cereal, and it's pretty much like dessert for breakfast. I'm like, dude, why the fuck? Okay, Oreos, now it's Little Debbie's, and now it's Wendy's Frosties. And it's like, dude, Baskin-Robbins cereal? Like, oh, but if you don't, the kids won't eat it. The kids won't eat it. Well, I liked it when my Ninja Turtles had marshmallows in it. I won't lie. But they're trying to, basically, spoiled kids. Oh, you can have ice cream for breakfast now. That's pretty much all they're trying to do. Make these kids even more fucking spoiled. Hold on. Shit. Okay, hold on. I gotta save this girl. Oh, damn it. It's like the Dark Souls of Zelda. No, it's really not. I'm exaggerating. But, yeah, it's so funny.
If anything, the Dark Souls of Zelda is Breath of the Wild on Master Mode, but I digress.
Well, I'm talking about... I was joking.
I know, I'm just...
Yeah, I was joking. I was joking. That was just a joke on
my part. You were ruining it.
But,
I would do the same.
But, yeah. Like I said, it's ridiculous. The food that we have here. You guys really gotta be careful with what you eat. And everybody eats fast food. Like, constantly eats fast food. Like, that's one thing that I've noticed in my area. Like, it doesn't matter what time it is. Burger King is full. Like, their drive-thru is fucking packed. Like, that's what everybody's eating for dinner tonight. I'm like, dude, there's probably a problem. There's probably a problem if everybody's eating fast food all the time. You are supposed to cook.
People nowadays can't fucking cook. Honestly, that's what I can tell. They can't fucking cook to save their lives. They really fucking can't.
Well, they're going to have all kinds of health problems early in life. If they can't cook, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, trust me, it's bad.
Oh, I believe it. Damn it.
What?
It's not you.
And which group is the least likely to be able to cook?
Oh, I don't know. It's bad. Well, they're... You know, you have, like, Grubhub and all this place. They can bring you ingredients now, though. They can bring you ingredients. So, they got a DoorDash that'll bring you ingredients, and you can cook your own meal. You don't even have to go out to the store and get them. And people are still so fucking lazy.
Right, yeah.
And would rather go and have it. I understand. And some people don't have time. Like, they only have, like, an hour, half an hour. Yeah, they don't really have that much time to go...
Yeah, that's another problem.
It is. It really, really
everyone's is. Everyone just gets so busy.
Yeah. Let me see here. I want to get a better sword. Sharper sword, bigger bow. If you have 50 crowns and some coral ore, I can beef up your battling. You don't have what you need for this. Oh, I don't have enough fucking crowns. Crowns? Where the fuck are we? Oh, you don't have enough crowns. You don't have enough crowns for this. I don't know. Okay, it's not a bad game.
I've heard of that being a currency.
Oh, it is a currency. It is a currency, but years ago. Okay, so these monsters are a pain in my ass. Damn it, because every time they attack, I'm on my last life. Every time they attack, I'm on my last hit point. Because I have to kill all the damn forest creatures. And they don't give me any money because they're forest creatures and they don't carry any money. Oh! But they give me a geode rock or something. I don't know. It's not a bad game. I didn't pay that much for it. I think maybe $7, $5, $6, something like
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wasn't it a summer sale?
Well, yeah. The GOG
was it off GOG?
Yeah, I got it off GOG. They did release Kane and Lynch finally. So, I mean, they released both of those games on sale for $5. So I got both Kane and Lynch games. I've never played them, but I've heard a lot about them. So I got those for $5.74. Another one that Embracer Group bought. Remember, they say it's Square, but it's not. It's Embracer Group. Yep.
Wait, what's the group that everyone clowns on the Zoom platform server?
Embracer.
Is that Embracer?
Yes. Embracer.
They own Ziggurat or whatever?
I think so, yeah. No. Embracer is a big conglomerate. They bought the rights to all these properties. Like Tomb Raider and everything. Ooh. Yeah.
Because Phoenix sold off Tomb Raider because they're idiots.
Well, they sold off NFTs Kane and Lynch.
And now they're getting clobbered by it.
They sold off Kane and Lynch and a bunch of other stuff. I think they sold off Just Cause. People are waiting on Just Cause 3. I know GOG has it. They just don't want to give it to us yet. They're trying to do these strategic money-making things where they release a game on a certain time to keep people going, and then they release it cheaply. See, what they do, it's not stupid. It's not stupid. Because what they do is they'll release a game that they know people want, and they'll release it for a stupidly cheap price. Because they know that people will mass buy it, and it'll be just about the same. So if like 10,000 people buy a game for like a dollar or something, they're gonna make some money.
I guess they're selling at a loss in that case.
Yeah. But don't forget, they're also selling other games. You know, they did get Eve Nickel 2 on there, which surprised me. Eve Nickel 2 came out with Kane and Lynch. Surprised me that, oh, look, we got Kane and Lynch and Eve Nickel 2 today.
Hmm.
Yeah, Eve Nickel 2 is on GOG. So,
Uncensored or no?
The game is uncensored from the beginning because, remember, AliceSoft did not, it's Mosaic. It's permanent Mosaic. There's no way to do it.
So censored then.
Well, the H scenes are there, but everything's Mosaic. It's the Japanese version of the game.
It's still censored. I think that still counts as censored.
Well, it's, you know, that's what I'm trying to say is that it's not necessarily censored. It's the Japanese Mosaic. It's the Japanese version of the game. So, yeah, it's going to have the Japanese Mosaic.
Which has the scenes pre-censored. Because
it's
dumb Japanese law that no one's bothered to change because...
Yeah, and they're going to... Well, I mean, I talked a lot about that. Mashita did an excellent video on that. So, it's not a... I don't think it's a problem. I mean, because the game is... I mean, it's all right. Tada didn't work on it. Tada actually retired after Eve Nickel 1. So it's a completely different team, and I think somebody else in AliceSoft quit after that. So people don't even know if we're going to get an Eve Nickel 3, and if we do, it probably won't have much to do with Eve Nickel 1 or 2. I don't know. But this is AliceSoft post-rants, so I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that Manga Gamer got the official... Well, I mean, I knew they've had it for a while. I knew they've had it. They're probably almost done with it. They just wanted to announce it, you know, when the game was almost done. But they got Rants 3. And I definitely want
to play. Is that the last one that need to be released, or no. Is there still a couple more?
Rants 3, Rants 9, and Rants 10.
Okay.
Rants 10, well, that one will be the longest. Rants 9 is apparently in beta, so it's coming out. It's going to come out pretty soon. I'm not even ready for
Rant series ended at 10, right?
10 is the very the final one. And it's not even... It's almost halfway done, the translation. So we're looking at a 2025, 2024, 25 release. It's going to take that long. So,
long translation cycle.
Yeah, well, it's the longest visual novel ever, one of the longest visual novels ever written. Well, no, I think it is the longest visual novel ever written.
Wow.
Yeah. It's up there.
Sounds like they wanted to go all out with the final entry.
Yeah, they went all out.
Wow.
It's basically a remake of Kichiko Rants, which is the... Original Rants 4, it's supposed to be the finale when it's King Rants. When Rance becomes king, everything fucking happens. So, yeah. And apparently it's...
Was that like his ultimate goal or whatever?
Yeah. So...
And of course he's got all the women he could ever want, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah, we'll find out how Rance's story finally ends. Most people want to know. Well, some people already do, but they're not
spoiling it. Before Cuxton ends him.
They're not spoiling it. People aren't spoiling it, no. Hopefully.
No, so. I would not be shocked if a simp ends him. Because Moab and Drexel, I would not be surprised.
Well, he's... No, Rance is a little different. Rance is... No, he doesn't... Dude, you gotta understand who Rance is. Rance doesn't give a fuck about anything but just getting his. Whether it's pussy, whether it's money, whether it's whatever, he just wants it. Women come to him. He doesn't grow... He'll just try to jump on a... He doesn't give a fuck about all that other shit. He's no, like, you'll get what, me because I'm the...
Simp either.
No. Rance is fucking far from that. Rance is like one of the most base characters in Japan.
He did not care.
Rance is one of the most base characters in Japan. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody. It's like I don't give a fuck about your
kingdom. Rance is the barbarian.
Pretty much. Yeah, Rance was modeled after... Rance is modeled after, like many characters, Genghis Khan. Absolutely.
Wonder if he'll have as many descendants as Genghis Khan.
I don't even know. That's an interesting point. I will tell you what, this game got fucking hard quick. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be in this area, but I'm just going around doing shit because I need some footage that isn't me walking around in town. Oof. Oh yeah, this is hard. Oh! Oh! This is not easy. Okay, anyway, yeah. Rance coming out pretty soon. Rance 9 be here eventually. And Rance physical edition of 8 finally coming out. And then, of course, they announced, because we didn't do this live, but now we did. Jast! A lot of surprising things. Among those, Gore Screaming Show, Ichigo, which I'm really, really interested in because it's bugs. Bug shit, which will be really fucked up. And then, of course, we have Tokyo Necro, which I remember when the game came out and people were talking about how amazing it looked and how much they wanted to play it. Well, now you can.
Well, or you will, or you can once.
Yeah, both games are coming out in 2022. I'm surprised as fuck. Dude, I cannot wait to play Gore Screaming Show and Tokyo Necro. I got a feeling Tokyo Necro is going to drop around holiday, but I have a feeling that we should be seeing Gore Screaming Show really soon. Like, really soon. Like, October soon. It seems like they would release it around October. Nothing from Empress, but that's okay, because there's always next year. But they had those two games already. That's why they were announcing them. They're like, oh yeah, these games are ready. So yeah, it's been interesting this year. At least there's a lot of good or Aerogay coming out to play. I don't know about games in general, though. I don't know about movies. I don't know about movies. Thor: Love and Thunder came out. I didn't watch it yet. I know DP did. He'll probably tell me about it on Monday. He'll be like, oh, have you seen Thor? Of course I haven't seen Thor. When have I been to a movie theater? He's like, oh, it was great. Oh, he likes all the Marvel shit. Almost all of it. He's just really big into Marvel stuff. Except for Captain Marvel, which both watched bootlegged at a hotel. Because the job sent us to a hotel ages ago, And, well, we were the only white guys there, so they wanted to send us. It's weird, right? You know, we have a majority black base, like, of our employee base. And they send two white guys over there to this area to go. Twice they sent us over there. They said, do you two want to go? They sent us over there twice. And they paid for a hotel, gas, food, everything. So I brought my laptop. We watched Captain Marvel, a bootleg version of it. We're talking about Cam, bro. And wow. that was good enough for us on that movie. Like, we were like, yeah, whatever. Because we were both curious. And we're kind of glad that we did.
Well, that's the way to do it. If you're curious about something that may or may not be woke.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we knew that one was bad. We knew that
one. You know, I was talking like the morbid curiosity eventually kicks in.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't gotten that for Mobius yet.
Well, I learned Mobius is good. Everyone loves it from what I've seen.
Really? Morbius. Yeah, Morbius. I said Mobius. Morbius. Yeah, I want to check it out. I want to check it out just to kind of see all the hubbub is about. I'm going to watch the season finale of Stranger Things 4 tomorrow. It's 2.5 hours, so it's like watching a fucking movie. But I've watched it all the way up through, so yeah. Watched it all the way up through, so I'm looking forward to it. Especially, you know, the Master of Puppets thing on there. My mother doesn't know it's going to be metal, so she's going to be surprised. Yeah, I had her sit through this metal movie one time. Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Let's see. Okay. Well, I know. Not a thrilling show. I mean, we haven't had that much going on recently. I mean, there's always things, you know, we could talk about, like the Twitter thing.
I do have some potentially, well, actually, it is big news. I don't know if you want to save it for the article show or what. Should I just mention it?
Yeah, go ahead and mention it. We'll see.
You guessed. You found a shit getting pegged.
4chan got a hold of Hunter Biden's iCloud password, and they've been leaking the stuff from it.
What like, the fuck? Why?
You heard me.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. 4chan, now you're lying. There's no way.
No, it's a... No, it is. It's all over Twitter.
Hold up. What is they? Let me guess. I think I know what they found.
Okay,
they
got, well, guys.
They managed to get his iCloud account password.
We are going to save. We're going to. Okay, we'll talk about that one a little bit after because I fucking loathe this game right now. So, Yeah, I'm not good at it. Well, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be in this area. I'm just walking around trying to find things to kill so there's footage. But anyway, hey, this is the Grim Lord, and we're going to be out for Grimm's open mic, late night open mic. God, I hate this medicine. See you guys later, and we'll, I guess, catch you next time. I'm out.
Stop it, VTubers.
What he said.